This is Stephanie Rubel from the Stanford Alumni Association. I'd like to welcome you to our discussion of our sixth book of the 2013-2014 book salon season, Barbara Kingsolver's Flight Behavior. Earth Sciences Professor Noah Diffenbaugh is hosting our selection this month, and we're so pleased to have him here. Professor Diffenbaugh is an Associate Professor of Earth Sciences and a Senior Fellow in the Woods Institute for the Environment. He studies the climate system, including the processes by which climate change could impact agriculture, water resources, and human health. Noah is currently an editor of the peer review journal, Geophysical Research Letters, and a lead author for Working Group 2 of the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, also known as the IPCC. He teaches a number of classes about climate, including a freshman introductory seminar called The Global Warming Paradox. Noah, thanks so much for kicking off this discussion.
Thanks so much for having me.
Yeah, of course. So April is Earth Month, which makes this novel a perfect match for our discussion since it deals with climate change. Can you talk to us about why you selected Flight Behavior?
Yeah, so I selected Flight Behavior because I wanted to read it. Barbara Kingsolver actually has been a favorite of mine, and I was actually introduced to her through Stanford. So I was an undergraduate at Stanford back in the 90s, and now we have this fantastic three books program where every freshman gets the same three books. And back then in the 90s, there was kind of a proto version of that where our resident fellows assigned us a book for those freshmen coming into the dorm, and we read it over the summer, and then when we arrived on campus, we got to discuss it during freshman orientation. And our book was Barbara Kingsolver, Animal Dreams. And so that was when I was introduced to Barbara Kingsolver. I love that book. I read a bunch of her other ones. And then when Flight Behavior came out, and, you know, it was about partly about climate change, and I hadn't read it yet, and I'm really excited to have this opportunity to get to read it and to get to think about it and get to discuss it.
Oh, great. That's wonderful. So can you talk to us about what issues in this novel you think our readers might be interested in discussing?
I think that, climate change is addressed in a very upfront way in the novel in terms of there being text about climate change, and obviously this whole phenomenon of the butterflies, you know, is very clearly discussed, you know, in terms of climate change in the novel. And so, you know, it has kind of these obvious themes of climate change, and the media certainly has picked up on that. In reading the novel, there are some interesting less overt themes that are very relevant for climate change. And, for example, the issue of vulnerability and how we, different populations, different individuals have different levels of vulnerability to the stresses that we experience from the climate system. And this is actually a really big challenge for how we deal with climate change. And, so we see in the book, for example, when the flood is going on there in the hometown, that, you know, there's a lot of discussion of how poverty and just the economic resources create differential vulnerability, as we would say scientifically. I think there's a lot in the book that's not as overtly climate change, but really is actually really, really critical for climate change and how society manages climate risks. As a scientist and as a professor, I always I'm always entertained and a little bit a little bit scared of the descriptions of scientists and professors in books. And I have to say that when Dr. Byron was introduced in the text, when his orange rental car, the Volkswagen Bug, pulled up, I immediately thought, this is going to be the scientist. I didn't even know there was a scientist that was appearing in the book, but I knew immediately from the first couple sentences that that's who it was. So I don't know if we just have some kind of radar for how professors are depicted, but I always enjoy those descriptions. And then, you know, the other thing that I thought about with Della Robbia, that, you know, how we kind of see her we see her curiosity kind of germinating, and you know that it's there right from the beginning of the book, but then this event and her engagement with this event and then the relationship with the scientist kind of brings that out. And for me, reflecting on, you know, how lucky I've been in my life to get to a place like Stanford as an undergrad, to get to a place like Stanford as a faculty member, and how lucky I've been, and how it takes a lot of luck to and good fortune to be in a position and to, you know, to be able to spend time just thinking about how the world works and how much of our in understanding our quest to understand how the world works, how much of our talent is not really accessible in terms of our human talent because of life circumstance. And so in thinking about her character and you know, kind of how she's kind of removed from the education system really early on because of life circumstance, and how, you know, she could have been one of those graduate students, you know, that keeps coming up. And so for me, just reflecting on our education system as an educator and as someone who's been very fortunate to be part of that education system, I think, you know, there are some implicit lessons there.
I think that's great insight. I haven't quite gotten to the part of when that character is introduced yet, but now I'm looking forward to it.
You'll know.
Well, great. Can you talk to us about your favorite part of the book and why it's your favorite?
Yes. You know, I've been laughing out loud reading a lot of it. I mean, I think there's just so much of it that, again, as a scientist, as a professor, I'm really entertained by the descriptions of the professors and the graduate students. And as a parent, happily married with three fantastic children, there are a lot of descriptions that I resonate with me in an entertaining way. So I think in some ways I think that the little descriptions, the little insights about life, even though the life that's being described is different than my life in terms of the family, you know, around which the story centers, they're in very different circumstances than my family's in, obviously. But I really appreciate those descriptions. It's a maybe just as, oh wow, like, you know, I remember when my kids were that age. I'm actually very impressed with King Solver's descriptions of the scientific process, and you know, so the descriptions of the scientists, there's kind of the character part of it, and you know, she really hits on a kind of a self-absorption that I think is spot on. But her description of, you know, how they do the turf study, you know, when Della Robbia first goes out with the scientists and you know, the description of laying the grid out and counting, and you know, I was imagining her being out in the field with people who do that work, and just her, the level of perception that she brought to describing that was really incredible. She watched me work. She could talk about how I typed this into the computer. My work is pretty monotonous that way. But I was really impressed with her insight in describing just the nuts and bolts of what they were doing.
Oh, that's great. Yeah, I love King Solver, and I love how she gets into the mind of her characters too. I think I can really relate to her characters that she's writing about. Lastly, can you talk to us about what you're currently reading?
So I spend a lot of time reading technical journals, and I try to, you know, I try to read you know, something about the news of what's going on in the world outside of the scientific world. You know, I recently read a book called Deadwood, and it's fiction, but it's historical fiction. And it's based on when the West was still outside the United States, and is very rugged. The book itself is very rugged, and in terms of what's described in the language, but it was really I grew up in the West, and it was I really enjoyed the learning about that history through fiction, and clearly not entirely reality, but it was a really impressive combination of historical fact and character development and maybe some speculation.
Maybe a little bit. Well, perfect. Well, thank you so much for introducing us to flight behavior.
Absolutely. It's been a real pleasure, and I'm really looking forward to getting to discuss the book and the issues of climate change with all of the community.